bringing it back to Rosie on the house. And we were just talking about window cleaning and how tough it can be, particularly when the cleaning needs to be done inside insulated glass. But cleaning windows actually is our tip of the week.
If you follow our home maintenance calendar, you can see it right there, window maintenance. And a lot of it, you know, cleaning is pretty self-explanatory. Inside, outside, don't leave streaks. But you also want to be looking to make sure, you know, if there's a lot of dust on your sills on the inside, you want to be inspecting your dual pane glass if there's any fog or something like that. And, you know, maybe there's a window in a room you haven't been into and looked at. If it's got a crankcase, operate it, make sure it's working. Slide it up, slide it down. Make sure your weights are all still properly placed and imbalanced.
One of the things people do that's a fatal, near fatal mistake is they go outside and they see the little holes in their window frames on the bottom. And they think, well, that's how bugs get in. And they caulk those closed. Folks, when the rain hits the outside of the window, the rain has to go somewhere. Those holes are designed to keep the water outside of your house. If you caulk those closed, you're going to fill up the tracks that your window slides in, and the water is actually going to leak inside your home. I've even seen pest control companies caulk those up for the purpose of, quote unquote, keeping bugs out. Do not caulk up the weep holes in your outside window door frames. But I will tell you, cleaning windows is a trick. At our house, our kitchen sliding patio door faces due west. And from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the evening, you can see every single place that new puppy has stuck his nose on that window. It drives Jennifer nuts. I've gotten to live with it. I can live with a couple little doggy smudges on the window, but it drives Jennifer nuts. And cleaning windows in a true streak-free fashion has some real tricks to it. And those tricks are included in our tip of the week that you can find at Rosie on the House.
Yeah, Josh Lawler of Clearco was kind enough to share with us his tricks. Of course, no matter how much I try to use his tricks, they don't look like when they do it. And when his guys come through, they're done in an hour. It takes me several days. You know, I work my way through the house.
I can stay an hour on that one sliding patio door and still...
Well, it's not that hard. It's just a matter of following. And you know what his biggest trick was that I had never known before is that you dust the windows first. So you would take like a feather duster and get all the dust off. Because if you don't, all you're doing is rubbing it in. I just never realized that. And the other thing he said, forgive me if you've already said this, but I was on the phone. He also said, never, ever, ever take a hose, a garden hose, and spray your windows to rinse them.
Now, I had never heard that before.
He said, especially a new window, Romy.
My question, if the house has soft water plumbed into it, usually they leave a spigot near the garage so you can wash your vehicle in softened water. Could you use that on your window?
Now, that's a specific question. I wish you had asked me before. I don't know. His point was...
I'm going to say yes, because his point was the water's so hard in Arizona, you're defeating your purpose.
But his other point was that the glass is very porous. So, you know, just that push. You know, you could push, embed little things. So, yeah, you're probably right about that, but I would want to hear it from him.
Maybe if after you're done dusting, then you just fill up your bucket with that water.
Yes, he said. Yes, he said. And he also said, Romy, it doesn't really matter if you use hard water to wash your windows as long as you dry them right away. It's when hard water hits the window and dries there and leaves that film. So if you're using hard water to clean, you don't have a soft water system, use that water, but just be sure to be diligent about getting it right back off.
And Clearco is one of the Rosie certified partners that if you have our calendar, he's offering a discount. He offered a discount all last month.
Well, and it says expires 3/31. You could still pull it off of February.
If you're in Maricopa County and you want your windows clean like you've never seen them clean, we asked him the first time he did our windows, what are you using? That's unbelievable. He said, water.
All right, hang tight. Dean and Chandler's up next with a pool repair. Steve in Tucson will follow with an air return in his garage. And if you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348.